a quorum, I believe. Yep, 1, 2, 3, 4, all of those.
So the meeting has been duly called, and the notice of the meeting has been posted for a time and in the manner required by law. It will be audio recorded and will appear on the internet at hjsd.org. Can we get a roll call, please?
From Hillsborough Deering, Chris Bober.
Present.
Paul Plater.
Present.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Jess Morris.
Hi.
Michael Kenny.
Here.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Here.
Danielle Moore. Eric Hodges. Chris Tyler Garvin.
Here.
Laura Vitello. From Windsor, Cynthia Stokes. Karen Turbine.
Here.
Susan Robbins.
Here.
All set. Thank you, Megan. Can we please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Where's the... Yeah, I do.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I hear jingle bells. Please join me in a moment of silence. Okay, recess meeting. We are recessing the meeting to public hearing. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, that's what we're doing. So our meeting is recessed, or we're going out for recess. I don't know. In order to have the public hearing on the SAU 34 budget. So we will take a look at the fiscal year 24-25 proposed budget presentation, and then we will have time for public comment and any questions if they arise. So we are up.
Okay.
Thanks, Grant. Welcome, Grant.
Thank you very much. Okay, so we have the presentation in front of you. This is the public hearing. So the SAU, as you all know, has 9 full-time employees supporting 3 school districts. We provide oversight and support services for 300 employees and contracted providers and about 1,100 students. The net cost of the approved budget that you're going to see is what actually constitutes the SAU assessment, and that is proportionally split up between the districts. And I'll go into that a little bit more in a future slide. Each school district's warrant has an article for their portion of the SAU assessment that will be voted on. The FY25 alternative expenditure budget, which is that far right column, is identical to the FY24 budget that was approved. Changes from the FY24 budget to the FY25 proposed budget, which is the column in the middle, are as follows. Salaries and benefits increased $22,300, and the drivers are health insurance premium increases of 17.8%, which you all know, and salary raises. Health and dental insurance increased $12,400, and salary raises ranged anywhere from 0% to 3%, depending on the type of employee. And at that percentage, the dollar amount was actually an increase of $8,200. There were obviously corresponding increases in Social Security and New Hampshire retirement because that's based on salary. The audit, legal, and other category decreased by $4,150. The proposed budget shifted property and liability insurance to the purchased services area, so that was one of the big reasons why that dipped. We also reduced unemployment and audit costs based on our current estimates or contracts. The postage, advertising, printing line, that increased $2,750. But if it wasn't for the shift of property and liability insurance from the line above, that would have actually decreased by $750. And that's due to making adjustments in other lines to align with what we were seeing as actual expenses. For example, we reduced travel by $1,000. The leases and other purchased services in green near the middle, that decreased $1,450, largely due to us trying to reduce our allowance for contracted services a bit. Supplies and books is down $1,600 to align with actual expenses that we saw. Equipment still includes $2,000 for computer equipment for just a replacement cycle, but there are no other known requirements, so we reduced that by $1,000. Dues and fees, academic recognition, etc., is down nearly $900, and it aligns dues and fees with our current professional affiliations for the administrators that we have. Overall, the FY25 proposed expenditure budget is up nearly $16,000, which as a percentage is 1.3%. This is just a quick summary of some of the significant changes. I already touched on some of them. The statewide jump in health premiums drove the most significant budget change and increased the health insurance line $11,300. Even though salaries only increased in total just over 1%, that line is still the second most significant budget change with an increase of $8,200. We did realize that the districts were going to face a challenge due to the health premiums that increases that were going to hit them, so we did try to look to see where we could shave back a little bit. So we reduced travel, supplies, and furniture and fixtures by $1,000 each. Did I skip a slide?
You did.
Oh, budget summary.
That one.
Does that say groupies?
It does.
Yes. Okay.
Time for a new prescription. Okay, this slide provides a brief comparison of the FY25 proposed budget and the FY24 budget. As I've mentioned, the health insurance increase makes up $11,300 or 71% of the $15,970 increase. And this slide we'll probably spend the most time on, or a decent amount of time on. It starts with the overall budget in the top green line, so the total budget, and then it subtracts available revenues to determine what the required SAU assessment will be for both the proposed and the alternate budget. So those are the far right columns, the proposed, and then the last column is the alternate budget. The assessment percentage for each district is based on a 50-50 split of equalized valuation of property and pupil average daily membership. The next slide is going to provide additional information on the fund balance and shows how we can afford to increase that amount as a revenue source, because as you can see, it goes from $30,000 this year to $65,000 next year in both the proposed and the alternative, or the alternate. The SAU collects indirect costs as a result of managing federal grants. If the proposed budget passes, we hope to maintain current staffing with some contracted support and should be able to keep up with grant reporting and indirect cost invoicing, which would allow us to increase those revenues. So you can see the proposed budget increases indirect cost revenues from $20,000 up to $30,000. If the proposed budget is defeated and we end up potentially with less contracted support to help out, or if there's some staff turnover, I'm not as confident that we will be able to increase those indirect cost revenues, and we could actually see a decrease. So that's why you see this year is 20, it could go up if everything remains good, or it could go down. So it's about a $10,000 swing either way. Since the assessment is based on the net budget, the proposed budget actually results in a lower assessment than the alternative budget. And the way to think about that is the total budget expense is going up a little higher in the proposed budget, but the revenues are going up at even a higher rate. So with higher revenues, it drops your net costs down. For the second year in a row, as you probably all know, the total SAU assessment is lower than the prior year. So last year, the SAU assessment represented was lower. This year, as you can see, it's lower again. Because of a more dramatic increase in property value, Washington does see an increase in their assessment, but both Hillsborough, Deering, and Windsor see a decrease in both the proposed and the alternative. So, fund balance analysis. This slide starts with the FY 2022 audited unassigned fund balance of 122. The reason why I start with FY 2022 is because the FY 2023 audit is not done yet. So we started with a firm number of 122. When you add the FY 23 surplus that we're estimating of 62,800, you get an estimated fund balance of 184.7 for FY 24. In this current year, FY 24, we budgeted $30,000 in fund balance as a revenue source, but we're estimating a surplus of maybe $10,000 or so, which means we may only use more like $20,000 of that $30,000 in fund balance. And if you add those up, then you get to about $165,000 that's available for FY 25. Since fund balance has actually increased a little bit since FY 22, it seems appropriate to ramp up the use of fund balance as a revenue source. That's why I'm proposing that we go from that, what was it, $30,000 up to $65,000 as a revenue source. The one thing we don't want to do, though, is we don't want to go too crazy and spend too much of it, because then you could end up falling off this revenue cliff in the following year, which basically you think of that as if we used $100,000 this year and we had nothing next year to apply as a revenue source, it would be the same as increasing our expense budget by $100,000. So what I'm trying to do is figure out a way to try to kind of ramp in a level way that ramp down that fund balance amount. So if we do this and we use 65, that leaves us with about 100,000. So then we can talk next year about how much of that to use over the next couple of years so that we continue to just kind of slowly ramp down. I think that's all. Yeah, actually, that's it. if there's any questions or comments, I'd be glad to try to address them.
Okay, first of all, thank you, Grant. Let's go around. Are there any
questions from the public?
Oh, questions from the public?
You're in the public.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or comments?
Yeah, I got it. I guess
they should
not none?
Speak at once.
All righty. So there's no comments or questions from the public. All right, then. Should I get anything from the rest before we close the public hearing? Because it's not really for
so
us.
You're going to have
right.
the discussion
all right.
before business.
That's yeah. right. Duh. Thank you.
That's right.
I've still got elf brain. All right. So that being it, we will close the public hearing and move on to calling our regularly scheduled program back to order. You're going to miss me, Grant. You're going to miss me so much. Do we need a roll call to go back? No, because we don't have to do anything. All right, so meeting is back to order. Is there any correspondence?
We do not have any correspondence.
Nobody loves us. Okay, so moving on to board business. Then November 23 financial report. Back to Grant, everybody. How's the weather, Grant?
You didn't even have a chance to catch my breath.
Nope.
okay, so the financial report for November is, I think it was your last page in your packet.
Second to last.
Second to last.
Almost.
Because
you're
I
close.
Left the page off, oh, and okay. I apologize.
So I'm going to run through this fairly quickly. As you know, thankfully we had less staffing turnover this year. So our spending should be very close to what was budgeted. At this point last year, we still had a balance of over $96,000. And this year, we're under $60,000. So you can see it kind of near the bottom right is $59,896.90. So that number last year was over $96,000. So we're much closer. As a reminder, this is only showing your expenses, revenue sources. Are the apportionments we receive from the districts for their assessment. indirect costs that I just had talked about a little bit ago, and the anticipated use of $30,000 in fund balance. Apportionments obviously will match exactly what the budget is. We budgeted $20,000 in indirect costs. We've already hit that amount, so we will come in over, which is why I don't think we will use the whole $30,000 as a fund balance revenue. The fourth column of your report is adjustments, and so far we've only realigned funds for from workers' comp into property and liability insurance because those are two separate things. One is technically a benefit, the other is a contracted service. And we budgeted for it that way in FY25 as well. Salaries and benefits make up about the first half of this report, all the way down to and including professional development and training, that row. Let's see, last year we finished with a surplus of about $41,000 when you add up all those lines. Our current balance with encumbrances, if you add all those up, it's $17,900. So as I said, with less turnover, it was a more more precise budget, so we're executing tighter. Contracted professional services, most of that line goes toward hosting our financial and HR software, and that's fully expensed. I'm still making use of some extra help in the business office, and we actually even had Carol come back one day for some help, so we have some contracted support coming in. If things continue to go smoothly during the year, we may have a little bit of surplus in this line. I'm going to skip down to postage, about another seven or eight lines down. Postage, that includes the lease for the postage machine, so if you saw that balance of $3,400 and thought that was a lot of money, that's because the lease hasn't been paid yet. Travel is another one that has a decent amount of money left, $5,500 almost. But this is the month where we see a lot of people putting in for their vicinity mileage because the IRS rate changes at the end of December. So we get a lot of vicinity mileage reimbursement requests come in this month, so that'll likely start to go up a bit. And I think that's about it. The rest of the lines are pretty stable. I will certainly address any questions anybody has.
Does anyone have any questions for Grant? As usual, a stellar job.
All right, thank you.
All righty. So thank you again, Grant. So now it's time to discuss the FY24-25 proposed budget as already presented by Grant. I'm just go around the room and see what we've got there. So Eric, do you have anything? Because I like you the most.
Sure. So, Grant, I'm looking at slide 7, the fund balance analysis. Kind of understand this a little bit more. Your end goal, I mean, what's the end goal with the particular undersigned fund balance? To get that to zero over a 5 or 6 year period?
Correct. I mean, I shouldn't say zero. It is good to have a little bit of fund balance in there because, you know, we can't collect the SAU assessment money from the districts right away because you haven't gotten your tax revenues, and we still are a year-round operation, so we need to be able to make payroll and that kind of thing. So for that first month, if we don't have any fund balance at all, we could end up with a cash flow issue. Yeah. So it's good to have a little bit, but certainly $165,000 is a high number. It doesn't need to be that. So we can chip into that. It was almost like maybe a third of the way there, and then I think next year maybe we drop it down to like 50 and then 40, depending on how the cash flow or the fund balance reduces or increases over these next couple of years.
Sure.
But it gets it down to a reasonable number. I just thought it made sense to get it down to $100,000 or less for a while.
And just hearing based on the financial report, was heard, and you're projecting that we're going to be around $30,000. Am I reading that right?
We anticipated as a revenue source, we anticipated the use of $30,000 of fund balance. I think that we're going to end up with about a $10,000 surplus. So I don't think we're going to use that whole 30. I think maybe we'll use 20 of it.
Okay.
So it's the net of that negative 30 plus 10. So really, I think we'll use maybe 20 of it.
Thank you. That's all I had.
Okay, Mike, do you have any questions? All right, Paul?
No.
Aaron?
No, what's
good? Tyler?
Eric has mine, so.
Eric has yours?
Yep.
Good, way to go, Eric. I like that ESP down at that end of the table. Jez? All right. Wait, who's next?
Karen,
I'm sorry. Karen, no. I can't see by. You're all set? All right. And then Mr. Bober?
I'm all set.
And then
yeah.
And Susan?
Stellar job with the budget this year, with the proposed budget.
And nothing from Susan. Thank you, Chris. And I have none. Grant, I continue to be mesmerized and in awe of your incredible financial stamina and ability. Mostly because I got none of that. So thank you. So we have no questions or other comments for Grant on the FY24-25 budget at this time.
Just a compliment. You know, thank you for your clean explanation of the assessments and the funds balance analysis. I think, you know, this year and, you know, since you've been here, you've been able to break that down and explain it to us even clearer than it's been in the past. So I just thank you for that.
Yeah, it's a very confusing area of the budget for a lot of people.
Yeah.
As all of you are familiar with at this point, we're going to do the same thing with this presentation that we've done with the others, which is publish the version that has Grant's notes and explanation on it so that it's easily accessible for folks to see with that context, and that will be up on the website by tomorrow.
Excellent. Thank you again. All right, so now we can move into public comment. A reminder that it's an opportunity for members of the public to share an idea or concern with us. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person, and it is not the practice of the board to immediately respond. Is there any public comment to be made at this time? Going once, twice, three times a lady. I see none. So we can move into J, our action items for this evening. One is to approve the meeting minutes from October 25, 2023.
I want to bring to your attention just something that we need to make an adjustment to. In the meeting minutes, on the slide that gives you the color-coded chart of the proposed budget, this is my fault, and I apologize. If you notice, all the things that are wrong tonight are my fault. The heading for that chart says proposed FY22-23 budget, and that is incorrect. What is posted online and on the website and what we've made accessible has that corrected, but we did not catch it in time for the meeting. But neither did any of you point it out to me that night. So again, I apologize, but if we could just make a note that needs to be corrected in the minutes of this meeting, I would appreciate that.
Do you have that, Megan?
And that the revised version is what is available on the district website.
And also, one other comment, Eric Hodges was present at the last meeting, not preset.
I will make a motion to approve.
Even though sometimes he can be preset, like the oven. Like
so are you for the record.
I was preset.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes with those changes.
All right. Motion by Chris Bober. Second.
I was in Washington.
She was in Washington.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I
show that you were there, but you were not listed.
So all right. We need to make sure that is there.
So change Susan Robbins from absent to present.
Yes. That's right.
Wait a minute. This is the meeting one that was here. Right?
Yeah, this one was.
Oh.
It says Washington.
I wasn't at the last SAU October meeting, but I wasn't in Washington.
We were in Washington in October because we had cider.
No, that was in September.
Oh, that was September. You are correct.
Oh, yeah, we were here.
So, September. Is it just the, yeah, that's right.
I think it's the location.
Though. The location needs to be adjusted. So the location needs to be adjusted. So, no, you weren't. Okay. This is the October meeting, which was held here.
Yes.
So friendly amendment.
So it, a friendly amendment that we change Washington Elementary School multipurpose room to Hillsborough Dearing High School Media Center.
Yeah,
because that's where the
that issue makes sense.
That
yeah.
makes sense. Okay.
Thank so you. She was she not here in, at that one? Or?
No.
So okay, so we'll leave her as
that. Yeah, that was a okay. pretty slim meeting. That's right. But I was present and not preset.
There we go.
Okay. Is there anything else? Can I get a second now that I have the motion with the friendly amendment?
Second.
We have a second from Eric, and.
Roll call.
Roll call.
From Hillsborough Dearing, Chris Gober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Wells.
Yes.
Jeff Morris.
Abstain.
Michael Penny.
Yeah.
From Washington, Aaron Mills. Abstain. Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Okay, next on our list, the fund balance to apply to the revenue budget.
So our recommendation is that you make a motion to apply $65,000.
Right. So can I get a motion to approve the $65,000 to apply to the revenue budget?
I'll make a move. Yeah, I'll second.
So moved by Hodges, seconded by Bober.
ESP again.
Any discussion? All right, let's roll call that, please.
From Hillsborough Dearing, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Jess Morris.
Yes.
Michael Penny.
Yeah.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
All right, thank you, Megan. Moving on to number three, we need to approve the fiscal year 2025 SAU 34 budget for the assessment to school districts, which was on one of those slides. Grant, are you pulling up the slides?
I was just going to get this
out.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. Do I have a motion on the floor to approve the FY25 SAU 34 budget for the assessment to school districts?
I'll make a motion to approve the fiscal year 25.
Second.
Okay, proposed by Chris Bober, seconded by Aaron Mills. Any discussion on this? Okay, can we get a roll call, please?
From Hillsborough Dearing, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Jess Morris.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Okay, and fourth, we actually have an addition about approving the appointments, leaves, and resignations that we discussed last.
So that is the meeting. Last page of your packet that you got this evening. It was not included in the one that was emailed to you. Again, my apologies.
Which is the nomination for Stacey Vasquez and Jenny LaLiberty.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay, any discussion? All right, roll call, please.
From Hillsborough Dearing, Chris Bober.
Yes.
Paul Slater.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Jess Morris.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you again, Megan.
Do congratulations we need to all.
Congratulations to both. And thank you. It's so nice to see you every day. Well, the last 2 days. We've seen a lot of each other lately. Non-public session, do we need one?
We do not need a non-public session. This is the first time I can say that before I've made it.
It's careful. The joy. Okay, so hold up. Hold up, my friends. Look at the time.
You're a rock star.
I know, right? I am a rock star. So we don't need to non-public. We don't need to call back to order. So who wants
just to draw people's attention to the bottom very briefly?
Yes.
The next scheduled meeting of the SAU board is May 22nd,
which
2024
means
at 6 p.m. in this room.
That this is my very last meeting as board member and chair, and also Dr. Morris's last meeting.
on the HTSD school board because neither one of us are running again. So it has been, I'll just make a note before we adjourn that it has been an honor serving as the board chair. This has been quite enjoyable. I hope that we've kept our meetings brief and informed, and we've gotten a lot accomplished in a half hour's time.
You're going to miss us.
I'm going to miss you like crazy when I'm sitting at home and not here. Get our Monday and Tuesday
nights
back.
You'll look for things to do.
I'll be a member of the public. Yeah.
You're going to attend.
Nice. I'm going to be able to sub. So Jen's looking forward to that. All right. Are there any other things that should come before our board this evening before we break? I wish everyone a happy holiday season. None. Can we get a can I get a motion on the floor?
Yes, so moved for adjournment.
Second?
Amen.
I take that as a second from Mr. Kenny. And can I get a roll call, please?
From Hillsborough, Darren, Chris Bovert.
Yes.
Paul Fader.
Yes.
Heidi Welch.
Yes.
Jeff Norris.
Yes.
Michael Kenny.
Yes.
From Washington, Aaron Mills.
Yes.
Eric Hodges.
Yes.
Tyler Garvin.
Yes.
From Windsor, Karen Turbine.
Yes.
Susan Robbins.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone. Drive safely. And Tyler, I still expect cookies delivered to my house, 1:30 Main
Street. Right before the meeting. Right. She only gets them if she comes to the meeting.
Thank you all very much. Yes. I appreciate your time. thank you, everybody.
I know it has been a meeting-heavy month, and I appreciate it. The high school's ATSI status was they were able to move off of ATSI status in 1 year, which is significantly sooner than they had time in order to do that. And none of the Hillsborough Dairy, all of the Hillsborough Dairying schools are in good standing, and Jenny LaLiberty is going to be presenting information on that in more detail with the comparisons to the state, and also being able to look at some of our growth metrics that we have and have some good things and some alignment with the strategic plan. So that will be coming in 2 weeks, and we will be looking at that.